It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good news to start the day. Can I go really quick?
Go.
I had the best news, best thing happen yesterday, and I had to use it for good news today.
What?
We're doing the Out of the Darkness walk on Sunday, right?
Yes.
For suicide prevention.
Yes.
Veterans Park, Sunday. Uh-huh. Allie's the speaker.
What?
I'll be there. Gibbons will be there.
Yep.
We'll all be there. You'll be there, hopefully. We were going to do, at the end of the walk, a butterfly release, right?
Yeah.
They had this company that was going to send us butterflies in individual envelopes and release them, like a nice little ceremony
yeah.
at the end.
So you're not going to do that?
Couldn't do it because we found out it's going to be too cold. Thanks, Wisconsin. 48 degrees for a high on
butterflies
Sunday.
Butterflies don't fly at 48 degrees.
Ugh. Butterflies are like 48 degrees. So I had to cancel that.
Yeah.
Call an audible. I call a lady that has doves. She miraculously has a cancellation on Sunday, so she can do it on like 3 days
amazing.
Notice. So we have doves that we're going to release at the end of it.
That's
which
awesome.
Is a cool ceremony, like your friend Hallie did.
She did
for
them at the 5K for the Heart and Soul Walk
yes.
at Miller Park in May. Yeah.
I didn't think something like that would come through 3 days before
yeah.
an event. I was like, surely you have to book months in advance for this, but
nope.
no, it came through yesterday.
Not at all.
Breathe sigh relief.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's my good news. What's your good news, Alan?
My good news is I'll be at Goodwill today from noon to 2 in my home hood, New Berlin.
Hell yeah. Ooh.
Moreland and like National. More like, it's Moreland and Coffee, but I say Moreland and National to get you in the general area. So I'll be out there noon to 2. First 50 people get a pumpkin.
Nice.
And you can get your Halloween costume. So
hell
I'll
yes.
see you there.
How far is that from your house?
Like a minute.
That's
so
awesome.
You should walk there.
I'll leave at, you know, 11:57. No, I'm just kidding.
What else is
I
new?
Should walk there. Yeah, right. Shut up. So there you go.
Can I go leave later?
Gibbons, yeah.
what's your good news?
My good news is that while we're kind of bummed out that during this weekend it's going to be 40 and 50 degrees, yesterday and today, the greatest weather ever.
It is?
Like 68, 69
yeah.
degrees, sunny, nice, warm, and breezy.
I'll take it.
So
bring
much
it.
Outdoor
the
time.
Calm before the cold.
Oh, God.
We'll take it.
You had to say that,
what?
Didn't
no, it's
you?
Good news.
Jeez
nice.
Louise.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7. KissFM.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Christian Yelich
uh-huh.
revealed to GQ magazine the 10 things that he cannot live without. He has these travel essentials, like his things that he has to throw in his bag, because he travels a lot for baseball, right,
yeah.
around the country.
So what are they?
A bunch.
He even travels around the world. They include things like a 5-hour energy drink.
Gotta stay awake.
Is there one
sure.
that he prefers? Does he say?
That's the name of the
oh, that's the,
drink.
The name.
Uh-huh.
He literally
yeah.
gets, I thought you meant, he said a 5-hour energy drink.
A 5-hour energy drink. One.
Like the ones you buy at the gas station?
Yeah, the little ones.
Oh, I don't know, people still use those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I remember
hell
when
yeah.
they were hot back in the day. That's still a thing.
In a pinch.
Really?
You didn't get time
that's
for
funny.
A nap?
Oh, they do the thing. They still do the damn thing.
They'll do a little gooch. They're good for you.
Mm-hmm.
AirPods, which we were just talking about, AirPods
yep.
off the air. He loves his AirPods. Chipotle, Converse shoes, Beats. Headphones. Every celebrity, every athlete has their Beats
yeah.
headphones.
Yes.
You see him wearing them, walking up and down the tunnel. Sunglasses, a Rolex watch.
He had to throw that in there. Come on, Yelich.
Right?
His passport.
Don't be hoity-toity. We're in Milwaukee. We got you.
Mm-hmm. His passport, a backpack, and to be humble, he always travels with a Major League Baseball. I guess
aww.
To be ironic, I don't know. Always carrying a baseball with him everywhere he goes.
Does he need to carry me?
I was maybe just going to say.
Does he have an extra seat?
Do you know what the 11th thing?
I don't even need luggage.
The 11th thing?
The 11th thing on the list?
What was that?
Allie's panties. That's all it was. Allie's panties.
And I put him in there. He didn't even ask for them.
What is the? Oh, my God. Look at this.
Oh, jeez.
These are nice.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So Rihanna is confirming that she turned down the halftime show. I'm shocked they asked Rihanna before J-Lo, quite frankly. That's what really blew my mind about the whole thing, you know?
Well,
so
maybe though they thought they could get Rihanna because of her connection to Jay-Z, who discovered her, and Jay-Z's new partnership with the NFL.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I mean, not that I love Rihanna.
Don't we all?
I just don't know what's really happening. I mean, at least J-Lo's like on tour and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
She just
or has
Hustlers.
Been.
Rihanna hasn't done anything in a while.
That's
she's
what I
she's
mean.
Dropping a new like autobiography about herself. It's like a book.
She doesn't have to because of all her like her brands. She
yes.
makes so much money.
Fenty.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got so much stuff. So Rihanna said, yeah, she turned it down. Completely because of Colin Kaepernick, and I wasn't interested in doing it. So there you go.
Man.
Rihanna turned it down. We know J-Lo and Shakira slid in, but I don't know who else turned it down.
Any word on Pitbull? Pitbull wanted
to be
in it.
No word on Pitbull. He's going to be the surprise.
You know that's coming.
Don't you know that? Because you got to have the surprise guest, even though we already know about the surprise. And Pitbull was begging to be on it. Which is,
Miami.
We'll see if they let him in.
Just a bunch of Latin artists coming in, a surprise artist. Ricky Martin comes in.
I'm telling you.
That wouldn't be a shock if Ricky Martin came in. It wouldn't even be a shock if Mark Anthony came out there.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
Him and J-Lo on stage together?
They're haven't you seen her post on Instagram where they're like, she's like on the tour bus with him and he's with the kids?
Yeah, they're great co-parents.
They're great co-parents. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how they do it either.
Because they're both hot and have other people. That's why.
Yes.
Goals.
Welcome to being super hot and being able to find somebody so quick you forget about your ex and get along.
What's that like?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Gibbons, what's going on with nuclear war?
Okay.
Please don't threaten that on the radio.
No. Okay, I've told you guys about my neighbor war with my neighbor who thinks I'm her handyman and has asked me to do all kinds of tasks for her.
Yes, the old lady.
And on the last episode of my neighbor war, I told you guys about when she tried to get me to trim her hedges. Remember?
Previously on the neighbor war.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm mowing the lawn.
I can picture it with, especially duplex living in Stallus.
Yes.
Oh, it's probably on, dude.
So I didn't trim her hedges and she didn't like that. Right? So she...
Why am I the chick in the room laughing at that?
I think it's very funny, too.
She complains to the city about these hedges not being trimmed, right?
She calls the city?
Calls the city. So then it's...
So what? So they'll get the landlord or something?
So they call the landlord and they go, you have to trim these hedges. Then it's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock Saturday morning and I hear a chainsaw vroom, 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 outside. There's somebody there to cut these hedges at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Oh, God.
And 30 minutes later, I hear a little bit of arguing out there, and it's my neighbor.
No way.
I don't know what she's saying, but I see this guy who's trimming the hedges leave in great haste, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? So me and my girlfriend go outside to investigate. The hedges that we wanted trimmed, that she wanted trimmed, are not trimmed.
What?
She goes out there to the guy who's trimming the hedges and is like, you're doing the wrong ones. Come over here and do these ones. Had him trim different hedges, was up his butt so much that the guy got mad and left.
Who was this guy? Was he with the city? He had to be.
Yeah, a contractor, somebody with the city, somebody who my landlord hired, just a guy who was there to do the
job.
With
a chainsaw.
Yep, to do the hedges.
Was he hot?
He was a good-looking guy, I'm not going to lie. So then me and my girlfriend, we got
single
to investigate.
Single Allie's picturing everyone now.
Mm-hmm.
Is he good-looking?
He was a good-looking guy.
He's a chainsaw guy.
Is he married?
Does he have a ring?
Was there a ring?
But like when when we go out to find out what's going on, we're like, what happened? And she turns it on us. Well, he didn't trim the hedges I wanted him to. And then she's like, and Ryan, you broke a T-ball stand outside. And Aaron, your kids broke a scooter in the garage.
Oh, they hate you, dude. Your neighbor hates you.
I BS you not. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. I've never touched the T-ball thing that she has outside. I've used it with my girlfriend's 6-year-old.
The kid's probably broke it. Not you.
It was... I picked it up. I went out and looked at it, and she's telling me it's broken when it wasn't broken. And I'm like,
I'm almost seriously worried about your neighbor. Is she mentally sound? Like, it sounds like if she's making up things.
She's an old lady in a duplex in Stallus. What do you think, brother?
No, she's not.
Case solved. I rest my case.
Seriously.
Just roll off, man. Don't worry about that neighbor anymore.
I'm just like, what the hell's next, though?
Dude, she needs a little happiness in her life. Send her a little you-know-what in the mail. Just have
what, meat sticks?
Bob?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Send her a guy named Bob.
She needs to get laid big time.
That's what I'm getting at here.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Remember last year the ice castles that they had in Lake Geneva?
I forgot about those. Didn't they do them in the Third Ward too or no?
They did an ice bar.
Oh, ice bar. I'm getting them all confused.
Yes. Still ice. It's all right. Fair enough.
But yes, they were cool.
They were very cool. And then the warm weather came. Remember that? And they started melting a little bit.
Oh, that's right.
So they had to start closing them because they were getting all warped and melted. Well, they're coming back again this year. They're going to try it again.
I never saw them. Did either of you guys go?
No.
Because
it was closed.
We do.
Yeah.
But they're going to do it again. Lake Geneva, new location at the Geneva National Resort and Club. So supposedly opening in January. Yes. Sounds like you have to wear a blazer to get
into
that place.
Yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah, you do, but it's awesome.
I'm sure that it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys get well-dressed and sneak me in the back door with my stained T-shirt and cut jeans.
Fine, you can be the driver. You can be our driver in the front. We'll put you in a tuxedo t-shirt.
Oh my God. I'll play the role of Jeeves, yes.
But he'll have a blazer on that's way too big for him.
Of
yes,
course.
True fashion. Uh-huh. Yes, fashion Gibbons. Like, he'll be like the little kid in big.
100%.
The very end. Uh-huh. And of course, the arms.
And in true Wisconsin style, you'll be in cargo shorts, I'm sure.
Best believe.
Uh-huh. Even in the dead of January winter.
Flip-flops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks very cool.
With socks.
Yes.
So know that they are coming back, Lake Geneva Ice Castles in January.
And don't dress like that, Gibbons. You'd be a scrub.
Right.
No
scrubs. I don't want to
stop
scrubs.
Hollering
what?
Us from the side of your car.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Could you imagine selling out 42 concerts in under an hour? I mean, that's insanity.
What?
That is insanity. Billie Eilish, who came here, sold out at Summerfest, the quickest pre-sale they've ever had, ever in the history of Summerfest.
Good Lord.
Did you know Billie Eilish has sold out every concert in the past 4 years?
What?
I'm getting goosebumps reading this. She's got a new tour now starting in March of next year.
Yeah.
She'll go for 4 months or something like that. Almost every single show sold out in less than an hour tickets went on sale the other day.
That was a full-blown chill throughout my whole body.
And they said it's impossible to know how quickly a tour is going to sell out, but Billie Eilish has sold out every tour in the last 4 years in under a minute. Is that even possible?
Can we also say that Billie Eilish was born December 18th, 2001? She's 17 years old.
She's younger than intern Visco girl.
17 years old.
Do you like Billie Eilish? Hell yeah, hell yes. She's great. Oh my God, her whole album's amazing.
I saw
She's
an interview.
She's got so many good songs.
She did an interview where it was like the day after, or the year after she did an interview. So she did it 1 year and then a year later. And they asked her the same questions. What do you want to be what do you think you're going to be? I just want to kind of be successful. And a year later, she's like, I'm the biggest star in the world. They were like, who's the most famous person in your phone? And a year ago, it was like Tyler, the Creator. And now it's Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like, she's blown up.
She was freaking out because Justin Bieber called her and they hung out. And so a 17-year-old girl is in love with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And now she's more famous than Bieber.
Yeah.
And Bieber's calling her and she's having a panic attack. I mean, could you imagine? What kind of that would be a real mind ass.
Insane.
You know what I mean?
Billie Eilish came up quick, too. Like, it was just SoundCloud. All of a sudden, who's Billie Eilish?
Wait, she's saying.
Summerfest?
We thought.
Sold out? What? Oh, my God.
Thought,
then we heard the music.
Do you hear what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Past 4 years, she's been selling out every single venue she did. It's not even like... She was brand new.
Do we have dates and locations yet for this tour? Or just
North America, South America, and Europe.
Oh, so just general.
I don't have anything in Milwaukee, but I'm hoping it's going to be Summerfest. I'm hoping they're going to add a Summerfest date.
Summerfest date or a Pfizer date or something to bring her back.
Well, I'm thinking if she's going to be on tour in July, let's just do Summerfest again.
And give her two nights because it'll sell out twice in a row and you need the revenue. You know what I'm saying?
I remember when Summerfest came in and I said, why didn't you do Billie Eilish in the extra night then, since it sold out so quick, and they said she's in such high demand, we were basically told, don't even bother. Don't even push it with us.
She goes,
like, you got one night, back up now. Like, that's how in demand she is, that the management has to go, you get one night, leave us alone.
Sorry, we gotta sell it another night. Sorry,
literally,
bro.
Literally.
Sorry.
She's the best.
Billie Eilish, there you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I honestly didn't see the harm in my friend doing this with his kid.
Oh, you never do.
Yeah.
But then again,
your
I'm a
sensor
different.
Is so often children when it comes
really
to offending people.
And when it comes to my friend, I wouldn't blame him for doing this with his kid.
Of course
kid.
You wouldn't, Riggs.
God.
What
is
the thing? My friend has a 13-year-old kid, Jacob, right? My kid, Jerry. My friend, Jerry.
Oh, he has a kid. I thought he said, my friend is a 13-year-old kid. And I want to be like, do we need to talk, Riggs?
Likewise, yeah.
I have a 14-year-old friend. It's fine. No. My friend has a 13-year-old son, right? Jacob.
Got it.
And he took his son, Jacob, to see the movie It. And his kid was fine seeing the movie It. 13 years old, loved It. Took him to see It Chapter 2 last week. He loved It Chapter 2. That's not the problem.
Okay.
The problem came this past weekend when he took him to a haunted house in Atlanta. He took this kid through a haunted house, and the kid hasn't been able to sleep since then. Because... I'm wondering, is it because of the real life thing? They had said there was a guy that chased them with a chainsaw through a cornfield. At the end of the haunted house.
Why are we shocked and appalled like this is real? We know it's a haunted house. We know it's pretend. Why are we appalled?
He was thinking if he was okay through it, he would be fine in a haunted house. He knows it's just people acting and stuff. It's just for show.
Riggs is a 13-year-old boy.
I know, but why was the kid okay to see it? But then when he went to the haunted house, the kids all of a sudden can't sleep.
Maybe because he knew the story of it, and when it came to the haunted house, he didn't know what to expect.
Maybe because
that's why haunted houses give me anxiety. I don't know what's coming.
Right? Like, it is a movie that you're watching when there's someone in real time chasing you, and you're 13 years old, and you don't know what's what. You just know that you're gonna go through a little haunted house,
yes,
and there's someone chasing you down.
But as you can text into 71037,
yes,
some people are deathly afraid of clowns. They can sit through an entire horror movie, but you bring out a clown, and they're gonna freak out.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just the person. Everyone is scared of different things. And I don't know what triggers that in people, what you're scared of and what you're not.
And he didn't know either. He just assumed since he saw the movie, he would be okay in a haunted house, but not. Is 13
well,
too young?
Maybe the dad needs to chill out.
Seriously, that's what we got to do.
The dad's having this time of his life adrenaline run, but he's using the kid. Get a friend.
Yeah, right? Come on, Pops.
Wait, can't you find an adult to do this stuff with?
You hear that, Jerry? You hear that?
Jerry, get a friend.
Is 13 too young to take a kid through a haunted house?
No. Somebody just texted in at 71037 said 13 years is plenty old enough for a haunted house. I agree.
But every person is an individual, is a different person, mm-hmm, a different case. So
right. I don't know. If you want to text us, 71037, we'll read your text. Is 13, is that an okay age to take a kid to a haunted house?
You can get your period. You can go to a haunted house.
Exactly,
can,
right?
But you don't. If you get pregnant, you can go to a haunted house. Okay?
But you might not want to, you right. know? The kid was scared.
You might not want to, both ways. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yes. People are texting into 71037 saying things like, it's probably different because it's an actual physical thing that can chase you around instead of a movie on a screen that cannot reach out and touch you, which mm-hmm. makes sense. Other people are saying that my daughters are 12 and 13, have been begging me for years to take them to a haunted house. Totally taking them this year.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's okay. Somebody texted and said 13-year-olds were just eating Tide Pods and snorting condoms. I think the haunted house will be fine.
Can I tell you guys, though, my favorite text that we got, the 71037, regarding this topic?
Yeah.
What? My 4-year-old saw it. She loved it, though. I'm an awful parent, but she loved Pet Sematary
well,
as well.
You are an awful
four
parent.
Is a bit
I'm
much.
Actually going to piggyback that you are an awful parent. Who
yes.
the hell does that?
Four's a
little early. How do you know your kid loved it? They don't know what the hell they love it for.
They don't know any better.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So, Matt Lauer, we all know from the Today Show, long gone after, you know, he was accused of sexual harassment, found out there had been some stuff going on at the network that was not very good.
Yeah.
Well, now he's actually speaking out because a new book is coming out by a guy with a rape allegation from a former employee at the Today Show.
Holy moly.
This former employee is accusing Matt Lauer of rape. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he got fired in 2017, November, so it's almost been 2 years now.
Holy crap.
Since he got fired. But this book that's coming out, Catch and Kill, an upcoming Catch and Kill book, it basically claims that he raped her during the Olympics in 2014 when they were in Sochi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chills. Douche chills.
He released a lengthy letter that his lawyer did.
Matt Lauer did.
He denied the allegations and basically painted a picture of total contradictions to her story. So, yeah. I don't know. They're claiming that she's now shying away from speaking out about these things, but that's easy for you to just shout out. I mean, anybody can shout out. Of course she's quiet now. I mean,
no.
Ooh-wee.
With a lot of these allegations against celebrities, the celeb will say, oh, well, it was consensual. Is he saying that it was consensual, or is he saying he doesn't know her?
Is he saying anything at all?
He didn't say, like, I didn't sleep with her, but
okay.
He said, I've never assaulted anyone or forced anyone to have sex, period. Well, maybe she's claiming something else. I don't know. Date rape is not always violent, people.
No.
Very true.
Or never violent. You know what I mean? Like, just because you didn't hold somebody down doesn't mean you've essentially... Yeah, no. I mean, come on.
This is
so
sad.
I don't know. I haven't read the book.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping that Matt Lauer would go away forever, but here he is back in the news.
You want to hear the kicker?
Oh, God.
What? You remember former Today Show host Ann Curry?
Yes. Yeah.
She said she believes the accuser.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you say awkward?
Seriously.
And with that, we're done.
Yeah. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Oh, about, is that on the air?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't know. How about when mic was on?
How about when you don't know what you're doing this weekend, but someone's asking you what you're doing in February, and you're like,
that literally just happened. Somebody in the building goes, hey, Gibbons, are you busy February 10th through the March 17th? He's like, what?
It was even worse than that, Allie. It was December 2nd through March 10th.
Oh, I thought it was February to March.
December 2nd through March 10th.
I looked at the chick in the building. I go, he doesn't even know what he's doing for Christmas. How can he know what he's doing in March?
I don't even know what I'm doing for lunch today, let alone what I'm
doing.
I looked at her like, is this an actual question?
Isn't that funny? People ask me stuff about next weekend. And I'm like, and again, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow, okay?
Oh, that's funny, man.
How about this for hell to the no?
Oh, jeez.
I went to Quick Trip yesterday, right? And all I wanted was a slice of pizza. That's all I wanted because I love their pizza, man. It's so good.
Yes.
And I walked in and I saw there was one slice left.
Yeah?
One slice left. And I said, I'm going to go grab a soda. Gotta grab my rock star. And then when I went back to grab the pizza, some lady had taken it.
Dude, you can't let the pizza sit there.
Thank you.
Are you out of your mind? There's one piece, dude. You grab the piece and you run.
I didn't think that that woman who was grazing around the area was going to go for the pizza. I honestly thought she was going for something else. It was sausage.
Oh,
I'm getting hot.
Really? Oh, my ear did
sausage.
I just got zapped in my ear somehow. I don't know why. But
yeah. Last slice. Sausage pizza. Quick Trip. And the Quick Trip one is so good, too. I was so excited.
I can't believe you.
Next time, I'm getting it first and then the drink because I screwed myself.
Yeah,
I screwed myself.
Shh.
And then Karen from East Troy got one for me. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks a lot, Karen.
Back off my pizza, Karen.
Get up off my pizza, Karen.
Jeez.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You busted a married guy on Tinder?
Oh, my God, you guys. I can't even make this stuff up.
Hold on.
Yes,
Riggs. Before you get into this, we had a couple texts come into 71037 saying, what happened to Pottery Guy? Allie single? Because people listening
single.
Now didn't listen yesterday at 7:30.
Oh, well, it's on our website, 1037kissfm.com.
Yes.
Just, you know, click on Media Zone and then On Demand, and you can hear our show.
Yes.
And you can hear the clip right there.
Uh-huh.
Pottery Guy and I ended things, and it was mutual, and I wish there was more juice. But there's nothing juicy to tell. So back to Tinder, Allie goes.
Swipe.
After a little bit of guilt, I said, screw this, I'm getting back on Tinder.
And by a little bit of
my
guilt,
best life.
You mean about 30 seconds of, is it too soon to? No, it's not too soon.
No, it's not too soon. Okay, so I'm on Tinder yesterday. I'm swipe. Messages are popping. It's happening. And then pops up the guy. The guy that looks so hot in his profile.
Yeah.
Multiple pictures.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about, ladies? Yeah. He's cute. Yeah. He's tall.
Yeah.
And then the message says, hello, hello, sexy. How are you doing? And I write back, hi there.
Ooh.
Winky face. And he writes back, what are you up to today? Working? And I say, yeah. What about you? And he says, not working. Was hoping to have a little hot, naughty fun.
Oh.
Tongue emoji face. Right?
Oh, my.
I write back.
Hi, naughty fun.
The men are such pigs. I write back. I've talked to this guy for, maybe 20 seconds at this point. I write back, you don't work? Question mark. He writes back, I do, just not today. Leave earlier. Let's play at lunch break or something hot.
Oh, God.
You know what I wrote back?
Oh.
You sound married. Okay. You don't randomly message a chick and then 3 seconds after you met her and say, can we meet on our lunch break? You know why you want to meet on our lunch break, brother?
Because your wife's not home.
Your wife's not home. He offered to come pick me up.
Are you crazy?
You're going to kill me. Nobody's going to even know where I'm at. I'm going to be a dead woman. He says, no. He says, no, I'm not married. Just very sexual and naughty. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up.
Just very sex. This sounds disgusting.
And then he says, and pretty damn talented, too.
Okay.
So, thoughts?
He's naughty. A pervert.
He's a total pervert. And then he writes, naughty lunch fun?
Would
be so hot if you said, yes, I love hot, naughty fun. I could come pick you up for lunch or have you come here. I have some naughty ideas. And that's where Allie deleted and never wrote back again. I'm like, this guy is so married.
Won't stop.
So married.
So thirsty.
So thirsty.
So douchey.
So married.
I'm sorry, surprised.
In a relationship. I don't care what anybody says.
But why are you surprised? It's Tinder. It's all trash. A lot of it's trash.
Well,
you got to weed through the trash to get to the good ones.
That's what I was going to tell intern Visco girl real quick. She wanted to know how to manage her Tinder account. count.
Oh. Yeah.
And I said, you have to just talk a lot with these guys until one sticks out. That's what will happen. And you're going to have like 3 out of 10 stick out.
Yes.
Just stick with it.
You'll 30%'s okay.
That's right. 30%'s okay. You'll know who's boring and you'll know who you click with. Stick with it for a few messages and stick with the ones you like.
Sticking out and sticking in. That's what Tinder's all about, right?
Hey, he's a pervert.
That's right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Whoa. Wow.
Yo. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
You are such a
what? Whoa. Well,
first of all,
nice one, Riggs.
Good push. Thank you.
Second of all, Allie, you are such a badass and I freaking love you
what
for
she
it.
Do?
Thank you, Gibbons.
May I? Please.
Yes, but don't give too much information.
Allie saw somebody on Tinder who she had been speaking to like 5 years
ago.
Hold on.
Yes.
5 years ago, but had never actually met up with. Like, they FaceTime, never met up with. And she looks at me and goes, I could probably hit him up and screw now if I really wanted to. Right before the mics went on. And God bless you.
I was just saying, it could be a booty call. I don't know.
Yeah, you can always catch up with our show on demand. And
brush that shoulder off, pimp.
He'd take it.
1037kissfm.com. You can find out all about how Allie dumped. I almost called her Allie again.
Still calls me Allie.
What the? Is that a new thing?
It's Allie and Pottery Guy. The Pottery Guy's out of the picture.
I had even created a name for the two of them, Gibbons. Allie.
Riggs, you got to wait 6 months before you're giving pet names to the couple. Yeah. Jesus, man.
I don't have to wait anything.
No, you don't.
You can catch up on our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Find out why they broke up. And what did you learn on the show this morning? Gibbons, go ahead. You put your hand up first.
Speaking of Allie and Pottery Guy breaking up, I learned that Allie was swiping on Tinder yesterday and caught a guy cheating. And they had the strangest exchange pause I've ever heard or seen in my life. Give it to us.
Here's a little bit for you. Hello, hello, sexy. How are you doing? What are you up to today? Working? I said, yeah, what about you? You working? He says, not working. Was hoping to have a little hot, naughty fun. And I said, you sound married. And he wrote back, no, just very sexual and naughty and pretty damn talented too. So thoughts? Naughty lunch fun? Would be so hot if you said yes. I love hot, naughty fun. I could come pick you up for lunch or have you come here. This is a dude I thought was so hot till he opened his mouth on Tinder and said, I'm like, you're so married.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
You want to screw me at lunch? What do you think? I was born yesterday, you moron. Call your wife.
Allie, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Gibbons is still fighting with his neighbors.
I almost cursed because it's a nuclear neighbor war, and this chick needs to get her stuff together or GTFO.
In a duplex in Stalas with a 90-year-old under you, what did you think would happen?
I hate it when she's bored. Right. I hate it when she's right.
That's all.
Yep. I learned about myself. I learned that my friend, his 13-year-old kid, that he thought was going to be okay to go through a haunted house, you know? He went to see It. Chapter 2.
Which is a movie, not in real life.
And then he took his 13-year-old kid to a haunted house. The kid hasn't slept all week. All week long.
Awful.
Because he's a terrible father. You hear that, Jerry? You're a bad father.
Jerry, you suck.
Jerry, you're terrible. You're terrible. And Jacob, you're going to be fine. One day you'll sleep again. One day
lucky.
You will. J-Matt's up next. He's got another chance for you to win $1,000 with the $1,000 KISS keyword at 10:10. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday. Yes, it'll be a limited edition Dad Joke Friday tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.